More than 1.2 million people in the U.S. are living with HIV, and one in eight of them don't know they have the infection, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. Here in the Valley, one hospital is trying to find those people, diagnose them, and get them into treatment. The show's Lauren Gilger is here, and Lauren, you went to Maricopa Integrated Health Systems to talk to the people who are spearheading this program. What did you find out?
So the medical center has a program called Test AZ, and it means, in a nutshell, that they test everyone who comes into their emergency department for HIV unless they opt out. It's funded by a grant from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and they're the only hospital in the state that's doing it.
So the traditional way hospitals test for HIV is an opt-in kind of program?
That's more common, yes. Providers will do what's called targeted testing. They'll assess a patient's risk factors like age and race and sexual history, and then they'll test those who they think are most likely to have contracted the disease. But at Maricopa Medical Center, they're testing everyone, and they're finding people who are HIV positive who might never have known otherwise. I spent some time in their emergency department to see how it works.
Well, this is a pretty busy morning, but mornings are quieter.
There's no difficulty breathing, shortness of breath.
The dispatch phone buzzes with calls from incoming ambulances.
Probably be there in about 10 to 12 minutes. Any further questions?
Clerks answer calls. Nurses monitor patients.
This is our critical care area.
Normally, emergency departments are for just this, emergencies.
When traumas come in, time is of the essence. So.
But here at the county's public hospital, the emergency department is also testing every patient who gets their blood drawn for HIV.
Historically, public health and emergency medicine are not seen as something that go together.
Dr. Kara Garrett is an attending physician here and the physician lead of the Test AZ program.
So the idea is you're drawing blood anyway, you're testing for all these things anyway. Why not?
Yep. We're drawing blood anyway, and part of our goal was to make it part of the system.
She says some emergency departments have special teams that seek out patients to test for HIV.
So it's basically an additional person, and it's a system outside of the normal emergency department flow. And we knew that in order to for the program to be sustainable, we needed to make it a seamless part of the flow. So as a result, we ask in triage, we're going to test you unless you opt out.
Test AZ began in 2011, and they've tested about 40,000 patients since. Social worker Amy Edmonds is the coordinator of Test AZ.
We test in accordance with the CDC guidelines. We test everybody for HIV unless you tell us otherwise.
The test doesn't cost you anything extra. It's covered by most insurance companies. And if you don't have insurance, that's what the CDC's grant covers. And testing everyone, Edmonds says, helps remove the stigma surrounding HIV and AIDS.
We're not judging them, or we're not saying, you look like you might be at risk for HIV, or asking. We made it easy so we don't have to ask all those risk questions and triage.
Out of that 40,000 tested, the Test AZ program has diagnosed more than 150 new patients with HIV, according to Edmonds, which might not seem like a lot.
But that's 150 people in the last 5 years who did not know they were positive and now are linked to care and are aware of it and are able to, you know, take safe sex practices and notify their partners.
And they're diagnosing a surprising number of patients early when they're most infectious.
So when you're in the acute infection, you are most likely to be able to transmit it to another person. And if you get into care earlier during the acute infection, not only can you stop the transmission, but also studies have shown that long term you'll do better.
Almost 20% of their new diagnoses have been acute infections.
It affects everyone. There's no socioeconomic, ethnicity, gender barriers. It used to be a disease of men that had sex with men, and that is not true at all any longer, and it hasn't been for quite a while.
According to the Department of Health and Human Services, about one in four new HIV infections is among people as young as 13, and most of them don't know they're infected.
We've had a lot of young people who have been diagnosed recently, and it is quite a shock to them.
As a social worker, Edmonds is there when every patient is given their positive diagnosis in the emergency department to make sure they know they can live with the disease and to make sure they're connected to care. She says there are lots of barriers to care when it comes to treating HIV, especially for people who don't get regular preventative health care.
Mental health, substance use, homelessness, kind of a lot of things that we see in the emergency department here are the biggest things that prevent people from care.
And once they're diagnosed, keeping patients actively involved in care is another challenge. According to the CDC, 87% of HIV-positive people in the country have been diagnosed, but less than 40% are engaged in and have retained HIV care. And to Edmonds, each time they find a new person who tests positive, it's an opportunity.
So don't look at the bad side, like it's sad that we found someone. Yes, it is sad, but go to the next step of now they know, now they're in care, and now they can do something about it. And I know that we're in a day and age right now where really, if you know your status, nobody should die of HIV. Take your meds. You should live a healthy life.
Amy Edmonds also works as a social worker at the Infectious Disease Clinic at Phoenix Children's Hospital. They started treating HIV in infants and children in the 1990s. Back then, a lot of infants were contracting the infection from their mothers at birth. But that all changed when providers began testing pregnant women for HIV and researchers found a treatment plan that has nearly solved the problem.
If we do all of the right things during pregnancy, we identify that the mom is infected and we can get her on treatment and then do all the right things around labor delivery and then help the baby afterwards, we can prevent 98% of infections or more.
That's Dr. Janice Pyatt. She's the medical director of the Bill Holt Pediatric Infectious Disease Clinic at Phoenix Children's Hospital. And she says they used to see up to 1,000 babies born HIV positive a year, and now they're seeing just 50 or 100 a year.
Wow, that's some drop. So who are they still treating at Phoenix Children's Hospital?
That's the question. Dr. Pyatt says because of this drop, a lot of pediatric HIV clinics around the country are seeing their number of patients decline.
Those clinics, their patients are aging out, and they're not getting a lot of new ones. But that isn't happening here yet.
And why isn't that happening yet?
So here it's for a few reasons. Pyatt says we have a large refugee population here in the Valley, and they're still seeing higher rates of infection.
We see children from Africa, from Asia, from Ukraine. So we've had, I would say, 35 to 45% of our patients now are refugee children.
She also says they're seeing a number of teenagers who are contracting the disease.
So does she think this is a generational issue? I mean, younger people today just don't know the risk of HIV and AIDS like people who saw the epidemic hit in the 80s?
In part, yes. When it comes to age groups, young people have the highest risk of contracting HIV. It's 13 to 24-year-olds. I talked to Jeremy Bright with the Southwest Center for HIV and AIDS about this generational divide. They do a lot of outreach about HIV to young people in the Valley, and he says back in the day when you got diagnosed with HIV, the question used to be, how long do I live? And now he said the question's more like, how do I date?
So there's definitely a generational gap where there's an older generation saying, what are you doing? And why are you being so reckless? Where this younger generation saying, hey, I didn't really grow up with that. I didn't understand that. And that's not where it is today. So someone who lost, saw 20 of their friends die in the 80s around them, has a very, very deep connection to that. And so if they see the youth not understanding kind of where they're coming from and their approach to HIV, then that's where you start to clash.
So Dr. Pyatt with Phoenix Children's Hospital says the first thing that has to be done to combat the spread among young people is testing. She says she wants to start doing routine opt-out testing for HIV, much like TestAZ does at Maricopa Medical Center.
That seems like quite an undertaking. Is she worried about getting people to agree to have their kids tested for HIV?
Yes, and she knows it'll be a real challenge.
There's a lot of stigma with HIV, and I think to screen everybody, you have to do some work to make that acceptable to people. And to tell, you know, a family that's coming in here for a pediatric visit or an adolescent visit that we're screening everybody, we have to do some education. We had to do that for pregnant women. We did a lot of work. It took about 12 years here to really get that going. And so we have to overcome that.
Dr. Pyatt says she'll keep working to implement routine testing for HIV for young people in her clinic.
That's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
You're very welcome.